This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Scott Benner and Michael Jay on the Power Hour, and we just had with us Dr. Jim Spetzer. James Spetzer will be back on Friday as a host, so we encourage you to return, of course, every day. But also on Friday, Jim Spetzer is going to be hosting the Power Hour, so he is a great source of truth, and I'm always honored to be on with him, as I am honored to be on with our next guest, Stephen Pidgeon, an attorney and one of the great legal minds of our time that is really geared towards preserving our Constitution, our liberty, our freedom, understanding the forces against it, and what we as Americans need to begin doing and thinking and acting in ways that preserve our rights, our liberties, our domestic tranquility. So we're going to have Stephen Pidgeon on with us momentarily. Let me hand it back to you, Michael Jay, and let you open us up and introduce Stephen Pidgeon and also close out what Jim Spetzer was talking about. Michael Jay.
Oh, very good. Very good. Thank you, Scott. The foundation of liberty is not just about a political party. And political parties change, don't they? The Democrat Party of today is not the Democrat Party of the past. And we've seen America being changed. America has been overwhelmed by different kinds of influences that were not seen 50 years ago or 100 years ago. People call this progress, but honestly, the America that even we grew up in, where you were born in the 70s, I was born in the 40s. The America that we grew up in is changing right before our eyes, and we see things that we couldn't have imagined 10 or 20 years ago. And so what we're realizing, many people are realizing, is that there is an undercurrent of darkness. Your mic is on, brother. So there's this undercurrent of darkness that's actually permeating our schools. Many people don't understand that American school system wasn't about social engineering. It wasn't about teaching people how to be protesting, how to march for our lives and destroy the construct in the Constitution, in the Bill of Rights, that actually guaranteed and defended the rest of the Bill of Rights in America. We're not taught constitutional law anymore. We're not taught true history in America anymore. We're taught socialism. And this is having an impact. But one of the phenomena that is going on, although it's certainly not new, because many millions of Americans used to be homeschooled when we didn't have the kind of construct that the Federal Reserve gave us, where people can't afford now because of inflation and other kinds of influences on our economic system. People used to be able to have the father working and the mother at home, and she didn't have just two or three children. I knew families that had 10 children, and they were prospering. But that has changed. And what we're seeing is that we have to get at the root of the problem. Many people are looking at the symptoms, at the fruit of what's going on in the new America. But the issue is, we want to look at the roots of the problems. And I want to quote a man named de Tocqueville. And he said, America, because America used to be a great nation, she's not really great anymore. In many areas, she is falling behind. For instance, we have more people in prison in America than any other nation. But he said, America is good because, or rather great, is because America is good. If she ever ceases to be good, she will cease to be great. And this is something we need to look at, Scott. And is our friend Dr. Stephen Pidgeon with us?
Yes, Stephen Pidgeon, you're with us. Go ahead and chime in, Stephen Pidgeon.
Oh, thank you, Scott. Thank you, Michael. Good to hear from you again. Yeah, what Michael is saying is very interesting. You know, when de Tocqueville wrote that review on America, he captured something that I'm not quite sure he was aware of, because the federal system at that point was you know, you would hear people like Ben Franklin and others say, and George Washington, that unless we were a righteous nation, the Constitution was ill-suited to serve such a nation. But the problem was that the Constitution was designed as a secular document. And as a secular document, it exploited a country that otherwise had as one of its basic tenets righteousness among the people. Now, were we a righteous nation? No. Were there sins being perpetrated by the people who lived here? Yes. Were there things about which this country was dead wrong, such as slavery? Yes. However, for the most part, we were a righteous nation, and we sought sanctification using Scripture as our guide. This was exploited by the Founding Fathers, who said we can have a secular government and put this, you know, this framework, the secular government, on top of these righteous people. And as long as they retain their righteousness, then our secular construct will work. But once they began to lose their righteousness, then, of course, the state had to rise up with ever more laws to try to control behavior. And now where we are now is we're in a complete fascist surveillance state that is becoming even more and more acute as the days go by. I mean, it's hard for me to imagine that it could get more acute than it is right now, but it is. And so we see this rise of AI and this rise of the digital surveillance state that is now it's completely out of control. It's not even in the hands of people anymore. And so the average person in this country who thinks that they have the liberty to do whatever they want, when they take advantage of that liberty to do lawless things and to create a lawless ethos among our national polity, what we end up with is chaos that is being controlled by a rising fascism. And this is where we've arrived today.
Yeah, and you know it strikes me that we've got a youth in this country between the ages of 15 and 30. 30, I'd say, that is almost retarded. They are emotionally hysterical. They don't know what a man is, a woman is. There's this metrosexual self-flagellating castration and confusion that the liberals, and I would say again, we need to change our vocabulary. There's nothing liberal about liberals. They're fascists. They are violent thug fascists that use the state and the power of government to force a behavior and mental changes through threats of pain, prison, death, economic ruin, family disintegration. I've seen it up close and personal, and I've seen it done by the Bush administration and the Republicans in power when I was in the Republican Party and the Bush administration. I've worked at Heritage Foundation. I've worked with the Phyllis Schlafly Eagle Forum and Leadership Institute and all of the conservative groups in Washington, Claire Booth Luce Institute, Family Research Council. I've been part of all of that. So I know the conservative establishment, and I'm here to tell you some of the worst things that have happened to the American family have happened under the Republican flag. I've seen California child support agencies under Schwarzenegger with the allowance of the Bush administration ruin fathers, ruin families, confiscate, I mean, money from child support arrearages that never existed. This is the new fascism using the government state, and it's destroyed a whole generation of families. It's caused massive divorces, massive cohabitation, and the social cost of that, people really don't understand. They instinctively know that the family fabric has been ruined, but it's been the government that's done it. Now we see in California, and I'll hand it back to you, Stephen, the California government is now passing AB 2943, which makes it illegal for any therapeutic homosexual counseling to occur because they call it a business fraud. They essentially violate your freedom of speech and your freedom of our religion by saying no book, no counselor, no words can be spoken or exercised that seeks to therapeutically help people out of homosexual behavior because it's a business fraud. Go ahead, Stephen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is really a national scandal. But it's also, it should cast a specter of fear into the lives of people living in California, because the kind of fascism that is coming is this really decadent, satanic, demonic-inspired paganism that's going to be enforced at the point of a gun on every person who lives in California. And when you see what that is, I mean, you know, eventually, and it's not a very far in the future. Remember that in all of the LGBT classification, all of the language that you ever see used with it discusses sexual orientation. Okay, it's not sufficient to be discussing, you know, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgendered, although now it's LGBTQRSTUVWXYZ. You know, you have, they always reserve into themselves sexual orientation. Well, let's talk about some of the dominant sexual orientation in other places in the world, right? Where you have catamites that are quite present in Afghanistan and Saudi Arabia, you know, men with boys as their lovers. And you have, which is, you know, endemic pedophilia, homosexual pedophilia.
Right.
You also have the notion that it is totally lawful in a Sharia nation to rape infidel women. That's completely lawful.
Right.
And so with that being lawful, now you could say then that forcible rape is a form of sexual orientation. Pedophilia is a form of sexual orientation. Child rape is a form of sexual orientation. I mean, where is there any line here that's permissible to be drawn anywhere under any circumstances? And the answer in California is no, there isn't. And if you even suggest a line, you're guilty of fraud, because your mental thinking, that is thinking that is consistent with the tenets of Scripture, is diseased as far as the pagan demoniacs in office are concerned.
They want to call it a hate crime, Stephen. And did you know that they opened up areas in Britain where you can have sex with animals? It's actually an industry over there, and it was okayed by their government.
Yeah, and so what you see with this kind of thing is, first of all, the spreading of sexual transmitted diseases and diseases that were heretofore unknown are going to be rampant with people having sex with animals. You know, there's going to be all kinds of disease carriage. Now, in addition to that, this kind of paganry that is going on, and this kind of heathenism that's being practiced in the West now, is a certain sign of imminent destruction. It's a certain sign. There is an intrinsic right and wrong in the soul of every person. I mean, you know, Paul talks about it in Romans, right? That no man has an excuse, because God has made himself known to every single person. There is an intrinsic knowledge of right and wrong. There is, you know, when you're a child, you hear these things and you get sick as soon as you hear about this. You get grossed out. Because you know in your heart that there's an intrinsic right and wrong. There's an intrinsic innocence. And this innocence is being treated.
We have the music now, Stephen. I think we're going to go to break right now.
Stand by. We'll be right back. Scott Bennett on Michael J. on the Power Hour with Stephen Pidgeon.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Well, this is Michael Jay with Scott Bennett and Stephen Pigeon. Stephen, you're a constitutional attorney, but you're also involved in studying the roots of true Christianity, that is, going back to original texts and producing different kinds of work. But you know, this is an amazing environment, as we've been discussing already, that many people have not continued in the spiritual inheritance that we had promoting in the early part of America. Right now, we've got a problem with people in the church being seduced by different kinds of doctrines that are not biblical. And one of these most terrible doctrines we discussed earlier in this program is the doctrine of Christian Zionism, falsely called Zionism or Christian at the same time. Stephen, can you tell people, is there a way to get out from under this kind of heretical teaching and understand what the Bible truly says about the end times?
Yes, Michael, and thank you for that question. You know, it's a difficult question because I don't think most people understand the source of Zionism or its tenets and how it is affecting American foreign policy. Right now, it is the dominant force in American policy. And, you know, I just learned recently that apparently we have been using nuclear bunker busters in Syria as recently as last night, a bombing in Aleppo. And with the anticipation that we're going to launch war against Iran at the demands of the Zionists in Israel and their compatriots in Saudi Arabia. This has been mandated from these people. Why they get to run our country is anybody's guess. But I can tell you, when you talk about Zionism, you know, Zionism is the concept that the Ashkenazim, those who suffered the Holocaust in Germany during World War II, have a right of repatriation in this area called the Adam HaKodesh, or the Holy Land. And this is premised upon a quote-unquote biblical claim. Now, from my point of view, There is no biblical claim that supports that, okay? And being a biblical scholar, I can tell you that, you know, I'll just summarize it this way. There was a covenant given to Abraham, which became an oath to Isaac, which became a law to Jacob. Jacob, who had the birthright, passed the birthright to Ephraim and Manasseh, the sons of Joseph. Not to Judah. It was passed to Ephraim and Manasseh. This is in First Chronicles, chapter 5, verse 1, tells you that the birthright passed to the sons of Joseph, Ephraim and Manasseh, whose genealogy is not to be reckoned. And the end of the kingdom of David, which was called Yehud, was done by the hand of God. It was done by no other. Even though the Babylonians were the tool of that, but the fact is it was the evil and the wickedness of King Manasseh, who ruled for 55 years and who did exactly what the government in California is imposing now, which is that he allowed every pagan practice, every heathen practice, every worship of every demon and every false Babylonian god to be entertained while he kicked the true God to the curb, used the temple for a storage place, and abandoned the true creator and the father of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And when he did that, he and his nation were judged, not in his lifetime, but in the lifetime of his great-grandson, Jeconiah. And when it was judged, they were expelled from the land, never to have jurisdiction over the land again. Even when Ezra and Nehemiah returned to build the second temple, they returned to build the second temple under Persian authority and Persian, Medo-Persian jurisdiction, which was later replaced by, of course, Greek jurisdiction. And for a very short blip in history, the Maccabean family, succeeded in creating a Benjamite kingdom for a little more than a century called the Hasmonean dynasty, which was totally overthrown by the Romans and completely supplanted by Herod the Great. And so, when you had Herod the Great in place, who tried to kill the Messiah when he was born, his successors, who took power after that, had yielded the jurisdiction completely to Rome. And if you recall, Michael, I want you to remember this. It's a very important thing that happened. Right. Under Roman law, there was an anointing of a king of the Yehudim. That is to say, the king of the kingdom of the Jews. And he was anointed the very hour that he was placed on the cross to die. And it was put in writing in the three languages of the kingdom.
On the
in
cross.
Greek, in Latin, and in Hebrew. You know, and in Hebrew it said Yahusha HaNetzarid VeMelech HaYahudim Yod He Vav He.
Jesus Christ, the King of the Jews. That's excellent, Stephen. We'll be right back. This is Michael J. and Scott Bennett with Stephen Pidgeon.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back. This is Scott Venter and Michael J. on the Power Hour with Stephen Pidgeon. And Stephen, I just wanted to hand it back to you to continue with your analysis. I think you're doing an excellent job in the epistemological breakdown of the Old Testament, the Old Covenant, the Old Promise Law. It's very complicated, but it's also very simple because, you know, we form our entire identity and our philosophy around, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. I and the Father are one. As Christ said, today you will be with me in paradise. Not because of your membership, not because of your donating or your tithing, but because all of our faith and all of our heart is given to Christ as the full sacrifice of all of our sins, and we are raised as he is raised. So all religion, all the Old Testament, everything is fulfilled. Every law, every tittle and tattle, every sacrifice, every drop of blood that was required from turtle doves and goats has been climaxed in the sacrifice of Christ. And that is the true spiritual destiny that we have, is to be one with him. And that's just speaking as a Christian, but it's important to recognize the false heresies, the false teaching, because they are pushing us in this direction of fascism. We're surrounded by churches that have a bunch of metrosexual, castrated, idiot old men that have lost all of their manhood, and the women in the church are desperate for leadership because they don't have any. The salt and light is quickly dissipated from the church, and perhaps that is the sign of the abomination of desolation taking its seat in the church. They're no longer the church militant. They no longer stand up for righteousness and giving men and women the philosophy and the identity and the moral character to stand for. They've become a bunch of knitting clubs. No insult to knitters intended. But the deformation and perversion that has come into America has started first with the church, and that is exactly what we need to recognize if we are going to occupy till he comes. And I want a renaissance in this country. I want a revolution in this country for righteousness, and I want a complete shrugging off of the burden and the yoke and the scum that is all of the political correctness and the fascism of godless Tower of Babel hedonism that the Democrats and the liberals have been pushing upon us. Stephen Pidgeon.
Well, yeah, but as you mentioned earlier, Scott, it's not just the Democrats and the liberals. You know, if you recall, there were a lot of Republican presidential candidates and acting presidents that went to Bohemian Grove for the sacrifice of care ceremony and other ceremonies. You know, this hedonism and this backroom secret society stuff and the child sacrifice and the blood drinking and all the rest of this that goes into our leadership is something that we as Americans have tolerated for a long time now. Now, everybody used to snicker in a corner, but it's not so funny now, is it? Not so funny. And what is happening now is we've had this complete, you know, when you corrupt the morals of a country, which happened in this country following World War II, a complete corruption. Part of that corruption was from Alfred Kinsey, the Kinsey Report, 1948, which was a decadent pile of garbage created by a sexual predator and his good friend, Joseph Mengele, who was working with him. To create this report on quote-unquote human sexuality, which was more like the sexuality of convicted sexual perverts and pedophiles.
That's right. And that's right.
He published this report, and then he garnered a pamphleteer, quote-unquote, who began giving legs to his report in what was called Playboy Magazine. And Playboy Magazine then achieved the Playboy Foundation, and the Playboy Foundation became a lobbying agent to create the doctrine of no-fault divorce. And in 2012, the 50th state adopted no-fault divorce, which was New York. And no-fault divorce has given us the complete destruction of the family. And these judges and these family, these so-called family law judges, which is, if ever there was an oxymoron, family law judges, it. There's no law whatsoever governing family law. And you have these judges making these decisions to completely destroy the family by completely destroying the father in every possible way. And then they do that and they tell you that they're acting, quote unquote, in the best interest of the children. Now, I'm not going to go too far down this road because I've had my life threatened by talking about this stuff in public, frankly. But I can tell you that when you talk about the destruction of the family, it's done in family court. And let's talk about who gave us these child support rules and regulations and some of the other laws that go along with this. You know, it was Bob Dole and Bob Packwood, both Republican senators at the time in the mid-80s that adopted this. You recall that Bob Packwood got kicked out of the Senate because he was putting his tongue down every woman's throat that he ever met. This is the guy that gave us our current child support laws that have destroyed tons of families. I can't tell you how many men I know who have never seen their children. One friend, his wife ran off with a drug dealer. He couldn't get any relief from the court because the courts knew that his wife's boyfriend was a confidential informant for the FBI, one of the top drug dealers in the state. He never saw his son ever again after that. One fellow hadn't seen his kids for 6 years because he wrote his wife an email in all caps. The judge construed that as physical abuse. Okay, I mean, I could go on stories one after another after another.
I've seen it, Stephen. When I was in the Bush administration, when I was in Health and Human Services, when I was at the Administration for Children and Families immediately following the Heritage Foundation, I saw child support agencies in California attaching a 10% arrearage charge on all back child support owed, not telling the fathers. So when they thought they were making payments, instead they were making a 10% interest payment, and they were never informed until the very end of their cycle, and then they were baited and switched and told, oh no, you've still got another $50,000. You've just been paying $500 a month as interest. That was interest, 10%. Oh, you never told me that. Well, yes, we did, or something happened to the computers. Pay up. And it destroys the father. It destroys the family. That's why they kill their wives. That's why they kill themselves. That's why they leave their children and never see them again. And what is the social cost in America? Absolute death and misery. And that's why the people of this country are either fleeing or preparing for a major revolution in this country. Go ahead, Stephen.
Well, the revolution,
I'd like to ask a question here for a minute, Stephen. The issue is the church was defeated when our seminaries were taken over by Jesuits and Masons and started teaching a deficient gospel. And the reality is all this other stuff that we're dealing with, including the sexual destruction of America and the psychologists like the Playboy, the guy who...
Kinsey and Hugh Hefner.
Hefner, but also Hefner's partner was a guy named Timothy Leary, and he was bringing in, with the help of the Tavistock Institute and the Nazis, a Nazi corporation, IG Farben, that spun off something called Sandoz. He brought in LSD to transform America. This was done intentionally, Stephen, but where was the teaching that taught, because Johnson made it a threat to corporate churches, if you say anything about the morality or say anything that affected public policy, you could lose your tax exemption. The reality is that American Christians must at this time understand the threat that's been brought and the destruction that's been brought to real Christianity. And people are in a place where they have to choose this day who they're going to serve. Stephen.
Yes, and unfortunately, most Christians have already chosen who they're going to serve, and most of them have elected to serve a prosperity gospel in a fellowship hall that where they scratch each other's back and tell each other that their righteousness is excessively good because their building is big. End of story. There's nothing else. There's no other moral fabric to talk about. And when the gospel is a sharpened double-edged sword, but you don't see any sword in these churches. Whatever sword is there is so dull you couldn't cut butter with it. And so what you see, what is happening in the average Christian church, and I mean, I have to tell you, in the 10 years since I've left the church, I'm absolutely shocked at the condition of the church. I mean, they're counseling clubs now, and they're self-help clubs, and they're, you know, feel-good clubs and positive thinking and prosperity, of course, being taught across the board. And these pastors are walking away buying themselves multimillion-dollar jets, multimillion-dollar homes, multimillion-dollar yachts. And the people are convinced that if the pastor is rich, somehow that means that they must be praying correctly. Somehow God must be hearing their prayers, not realizing that they are naked and starving. They've never been fed the true meat of the gospel.
Isn't that the self-fulfilling prophecy of teaching the Laodicean church heresy? We'll be right back. This is Michael J. with Scott Bennett and Dr. Stephen Pidgeon.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Scott Bennett and Michael J. returning to the Power Hour, and the time certainly flies by, and we have been honored to be with you on the Power Hour today. This is a team effort, and we covet your prayers, we covet your support. If you can donate, please do. If you can just pray, please pray without ceasing, because it is your prayers that is the gunpowder in our ammunition. And it gives us the range and the explosiveness that inspires us. You are the wind in our sails. And we're very honored and blessed to have you. And we encourage you to, you know, I want to shift a little bit and go into the shell game video, the things that have been coming out. We encourage you to go to shellgamewhistleblower.com and get the Shell Game Report. It is exploding all over the internet with the revelations of Michael Cohen, our conversations with him in 2015 and 2016, the videotape recordings on YouTube. We've put out the Shell Game memo to the president, which was a memo we sent out on December 17th, 2017, that we sent to President Trump, announcing to him the full distillation and assembling of the deep state crimes that were being done against him, that I knew of, that Brad Birkenfeld knew of, that we reported in Shell Game, the terrorist financing connection to the Clinton Foundation, to the FBI, to the Department of Justice, to Eric Holder, to Lanny Brewer, to the law firm Covington & Burling. We told President Trump, Covington & Burling cannot represent Michael Flynn because they are a party to this crime. And Senator Bill Nelson, who chastised me because of my connection to Edward Snowden, saying, who is this guy? How did he get a clearance? He sent that letter on his website to Senator Dianne Feinstein, implicating her. So all of these people are about to hang, and that may explain why they're so desperate to keep this Russian collusion nonsense up and living, because there is nothing there. What we do know are crimes against the American people, and it's all in the report Shell Game, which details 19,000 bank accounts from Switzerland were brought over by a whistleblower named Brad Birkenfeld. He was thrown in prison. The money was confiscated by Hillary Clinton, Eric Holder, Lanny Brewer, Obama. Deals were made with Union Bank of Switzerland, and all of that money was being used in black operations. So this is exploding. It's on YouTube. We encourage you to go Army PSYOP, ArmyPSYOP. You can email us at shellgamewhistleblower.com. But I wanted to get that out there because this is exploding, and we have to continue to attack with the truth and not be distracted. Stephen Pidgeon, go ahead. I wanted to get your comments about this.
Yes, Michael. Well, or Scott, I can tell you that what we're looking at now is, yeah, this DNC lawsuit, which is, you know, pride precedeth a fall, right? It's an amazing lawsuit. And from this lawsuit, I believe much of this stuff is going to be made public. In fact, it's going to be part of the public record and probably very quickly part of the public record. It amazes me that they would take this tack, because as we know, the rules of discovery allow for all kinds of things to be made known.
That's right.
And whether or not they can be sustained to trial is another issue, but they will certainly become part of the record in the form of declarations and amicus briefs and so on and so forth, all of which are going to incorporate most of this. And so what you see is the high crimes and treason that was perpetrated by the likes of Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and their associates during the tenor of the Obama administration cannot go without public notice. At a bare minimum, at least the public has to conclude and has to know that these people committed these crimes. Do not be asleep at the switch and say, oh, that couldn't happen, that didn't happen, that couldn't happen. It did happen. 200,000 tons of weapons were dropped in Libya in order to support Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, Jaish al-Islam, the Libyan Jihad, the Taliban in Afghanistan. The people that were shooting at us in Iraq were armed by our own government. They're the people that were supposedly trying to kill in Syria, ISIS and Al-Nusra and so on, Jaish al-Islam. All of those have been funded and trained and supplied by us. They're using our weapons. And so it's an amazing set of circumstances. And until such a time as we root out, you know, this is why what we've been talking about earlier today, Scott, when you talk about the morality of the American people, okay, if you're sitting in a church that's teaching lawlessness, right, what does the Messiah say to those who practice lawlessness, right? Get away from me,
yes,
you workers of iniquity. I do not know you.
Amen.
Well, Stephen, isn't that false doctrine of fake grace? It's not real grace, because real grace calls people out of lawlessness into obedience.
Oh, it's very true. Real grace is the hand of God reaching down and calling you into his family.
Amen.
And he calls you by name. Hey, I'm calling you, Michael. Hey, I'm calling you, Stephen. Do you hear me? And then you either say yes or no. That's what grace is. It's not a license to rip off your neighbor. It's not a license to commit adultery. It's not a license to murder and kill and steal and covet. It's not a license to do those things. It is the will of God calling you into his family to say, I want to be united with you again in that relationship that I had with Adam in the garden before he fell. That is the relationship I want with you. That is what
people don't understand, that with God, he can actually make, and he does, make his people holy again. He said, be holy, for I am holy. We are transformed.
Be holy, for I am holy.
We are transformed by the power of God in our lives, and we are changed. We become a new creation. This is not religion. This is God bringing us into intimacy with him, Stephen. And I know that your life has been changed. Your life is filled with miracles and gifts of understanding. Where can people get a hold of you, Stephen? Because I think they need to find out about some of the things God has led you to publish.
You can reach me directly at stephen@sefer.net, C-E-P-H-E-R.net. Sefer.net is our website. We publish the most comprehensive restoration of English scripture. Of scripture in the English language, and I'm readily available, and I've got about 300 blogs up on that website concerning, if you've been starving for scriptural truth, you've been living on that spoonful of pablum that they've been teaching you at the church year after year after year, you still don't know where 1 John is in the New Testament, and you still have pages stuck together in the Old Testament, then come to the website and check out my blogs. You're going to find some stuff that I think is going to absolutely stun you as to what's actually there in scripture. And we just encourage people, and we have conversations with people constantly. I'm in conversation with all kinds of people who ask me all kinds of things, and I try to answer everybody I can. So, it's a very important time. I'm so thankful, Scott, that what you have been saying is finally getting out there in the public eye.
Praise God. It's his hand. It's his work. We serve our Father in heaven.
May God have mercy on us and have mercy on America and bring his people to himself. Stephen, it's been such a blessing to have you with us.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Scott.
God bless you. Jim Festival is this Friday. Thank you again for being with us. Be sure to keep praying for us. Don't you? Yes.
Have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11, do 9/11, then you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.